Bad Bayerzeuen, formerly a witch's cauldron. Adzeun, meaning by the lakes, was the original name of modern Bayerzeuen. Only one of its two lakes still exists today, but that one provides much of the charm of Bayerzeuen. Yet it has not always been as peaceful and relaxing as now. The stela in front of you is reminiscent of the so-called Rotprivileg, granted by the Emperor Louis the Bavarian in the year 1332. The Rotstrasse, a trading route since ancient times, connected Augsburg and Venice, and had been an important long-distance trading route on a European scale. Thus, not only streams of goods were passing through Bayerzeuen and the Ammer Valley, but people as well, and with them traveled news and ideas. Such transit traffic made Bayerzeuen one of the wealthiest communities in the valley. Actually, not so much for having had a major share in goods trading. Much rather, Bayerzeuen's business was dealing with danger. Because one of the most dangerous spots in Alpine crossing was actually outside the mountain range, at the Ammer Schlucht, the gorge of the Ammer River. Nowadays, the crossing is made easy over the Exelbach Bridge, but at the time of horse-drawn carriages, it was guaranteed to cause coachmen to break out in a sweat. People of Bayerzeuen, of course, knew their way around and offered to lead the heavily laden carriages over the nerve-wracking part of the way. And they made sure to get well paid for their service. Craftsmanship was profiting as well. When the gorge was still ahead, coachmen would gladly have a blacksmith or cartwright service or fix their carriages. Once the crossing was successfully over, it was highly likely that something had to be fixed. Same with taverns selling wine. The crossing still ahead, people gave themselves Dutch courage, or liquid courage, for its calming effects. Once the crossing was over, they needed a drink of relief. In what is now the Dorfladen, on Dorfstrasse, coachmen used to have their drinking bouts. And, since they were all tough guys, they also used to have regular rampages. So it had been a good idea to also have the court building conveniently located on Dorfstrasse, with its bailiff, from Etal, right there. Let your imagination take you back in time while you are strolling down peaceful Main Street, Hauptstrasse. Noise from workshops, smoke, jostling crowds, whinnying horses, clapping of hooves, thundering cartwheels, and the coachman's noisy boasting and cursing. Let's be honest, as a place for vacationing, it all has very much changed for the better.